We're going to have a great time today. About 5 years ago, we started Kids Cam, and Cam stands for Creative Arts Ministry. We started that for our kids, and while it's been an incredible blessing over the years, we've had a great time. The kids have learned all kind of cool things. It's part of our children's ministry, and Jennifer Thomason is the leader of that ministry, but she also has a lot of other folks that help her. Today, in just a few moments, you're going to watch our program. We're going to experience it together, and we have about 85 kids that are going to be on stage, so that ought to be a lot of fun. And I want you to know that this play that we're viewing today is an original play written for our kids, for our church. And Jennifer Thomason wrote that. And so you just need to know that she also has about 20 leaders that are helping her today. They're doing all sorts of things. Here's what Kids Cam does. Kids Cam teaches kids how to use their creative abilities to share the gospel with other people. And so you're going to see all kind of creative arts used today in this program. And the program setting is this. There's a young man named Liam and his mom who are eagerly waiting for a call from his dad. His dad is a military officer and he's been deployed, but who knows, he may be able to make it home for Christmas. So what you're going to see in just a few minutes is you're going to see Liam watching a parade, a Christmas parade online. And as he watches that parade, some incredible things are going to unfold. So we're glad that you are here. I want you to look at somebody and say, this is going to be good. Yeah, look at somebody else and say, no, really, it's going to be good. Yeah. So we're going to have a great time today. And I want to ask you if you would, if you'd just bow your heads. I'm going to pray for us, and then we'll get started with our program. Father, thank you so much for loving us and giving us the opportunity to use our abilities for you, to serve you and to serve others. And I pray today that as we view this program of hope, Father, that you would be lifted up and glorified, that we would not only enjoy the joy of Christmas, Father, but we would realize that there is great hope found in you, our coming Savior. So, Father, today I pray that you would open our minds and our hearts and help us to experience something that we will remember forever. These things we pray in your name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Good morning, sleepyhead. Liam, what is that smell? Where is that coming from? Oh, I guess I'm doing laundry today, huh? Oh, goodness. Hey, what am I going to do with you, stinky boy? Wakey, wakey. Don't sleep the day away, okay?
Too early. Oh, my sleep.
Okay, but not too long because your breakfast will get cold, okay?
Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
Has Dad called yet?
Nobody, not yet. We FaceTimed last night, but the connection was so bad. So I don't know if he was still on base or on his way home. But I'm hoping to hear from him soon, okay?
His tour is over. He should be home for Christmas.
I know, buddy. Listen, just be patient and trust in the Lord, okay? He's in control of the whole situation.
That's what you always say. Whatever. I'm going back to sleep.
Come on, buddy. You got to get up and get ready. It's the town's Christmas parade, and we always go. It's a family tradition.
Exactly. Family tradition. I don't want to go without Dad.
Liam, I get it. I don't want to do this without him either. I miss him so much, and I wish he was here too. But the truth is, he's not. And I think you'll really be sad if you miss the parade. So listen, you've got two choices. You can either get up and get dressed and come with me because the parade's on our street this year, or you could watch it on your iPad. But either way, I think you should watch it. It'll really lift your spirits, okay? And hey, isn't your girlfriend in the parade this year?
Mom, I do not have a girlfriend.
Whatever. I love you.
So embarrassing. Oh, where's my iPad? Where's my iPad? Where's... Oh, what is that? Gross. Oh, here it is. What do I even type? Christmas parade? No. community Christmas parade. Yes, let's do this.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, we are so excited that you're here with us today. I'm Doris Day with WWJD News, and we have got an amazing presentation for you today. It's this wonderful town's fifth annual Christmas parade. Can you believe it? Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. Okay, before I ramble on, please let me introduce the co-host for our amazing event today. It's the mayor of our wonderful town, Mayor Clyde Day. And y'all, he's also my husband. Mr. Mayor, it's going to be a wonderful day for a parade, don't you think?
It sure is, Doris, my pumpkin pie. Let me tell you what. It is so good to see so many parents and grandparents coming along the parade route to see their this parade. You know, I think I saw one mama put like 10 or 11 purses along the route to get some pretty good seats. I'm not going to tell who she is, but you know who you are. Anyway, glad to be here and Merry Christmas, y'all.
Well, Mayor Clyde, it is always an honor and a privilege to be able to co-host our annual Christmas parade together.
It sure is, honey bun. I sure do like this get-up they got for us this year. A sleigh ride together with you, sugar cookie.
Oh, now, Clyde, remember we talked about this. Professional, no PDA.
Later on, we'll perspire as we dream by the fire.
Perspire? No, Clyde, it's conspire.
No, if you're going to sleep by a fire in Alabama, you're going to sweat.
You've got a point.
Well, let's see. What's next on this here agenda for this here parade?
Well, Mr. Mayor, I am so glad you asked, but please tell me, what is a Christmas parade without a big opening number from our local kids' choir?
Absolutely. It says right here their ministry is called Kids Cam, and CAM stands for Creative Arts Ministry. Yeah, that makes sense. This here choir is from Westwood Baptist Church under the direction of the lovely Shannon Owings and Jennifer Thomason.
Oh, I can't wait to see them come in. They're going to be adorable. Let's see. Come on, guys. Oh, look at them. Look how cute they are. Oh, Clyde, look at them. Look at their adorable outfits. Hey, guys, how are you? And ladies, oh, look at y'all. Y'all are precious. Oh, we got sparkles. I love it. You know, they are so cute. I just want to go pinch their cheeks. They are so cute.
No, I'm okay. That's kind of weird, by the way. My mama used to pinch both sides of my cheeks, and I hated it.
Clyde, professional.
Sorry. I meant to say she used to pinch both sides of my cheeks. I'm sorry. Let me demonstrate. Two hands, two cheeks. Squeeze, squeeze. I hated it.
Oh, that hurts. Stop it. Listen, while everybody's still getting lined up, I just want to take a minute and say thank you so much to all of the parents, the volunteers, and the mentors. Guys, without you, we would not be able to make today's events possible. So thank you. Yay, you. Yes.
Yeah. Man, you know what? You know, it's going to be a really, really big kids' choir is about to sing when you see all them parents pull out them digital cameras and cell phone doohickeys. Mm-hmm. They're so proud. Well, anyway, now performing a beautiful arrangement called Let Us Adore Our Kids Cam Choir.
Oh,
catchy was that? Let us adore. Now clap your hands, jazz fingers. Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Now, you know what? That's just kind of got me in the Christmas spirit. Woo!
Okay, while the rest of these guys are getting off the stage, I know we've got another fun group that's coming up. So let's see. We've got stage change, prop changes and everything, so it's going to be good. But let's see, it says that our next group of performers are going to be waking their way down. And this is our stomp team, and it's led by Ashley Mitchell.
Wait a minute. What in tarnation is stomp?
Well, Mr. Mayor, I am so glad you asked. It says right here that the stomp ministry is a creative art combining powerful movement and rhythm sticks for really fun and unique worship. Oh, Clyde, guess what? Guess what? They're going to be performing to your favorite song, Little Drummer Boy.
Woo! Doggy Sugar Plum, Paul Rupa Pompa.
Drummer boy, has he called yet? Is he on his way home yet?
Not yet, buddy. I promise you'll be the first to know when I hear from him.
Okay. Hey, Mom, where are my drumsticks? Mom, where are my drumsticks? Oh, never mind. Found them.
Okay. It looks like they're in their places.
Wait a minute. I don't see nobody.
It's okay. Cue the music, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Stomp Team performing Little Drummer Boy. I loved it. All that fun drumming and the movements and the rhythm. I loved it. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I tell you what. I really liked it when they did, you know, when they cut loose and did a little bit of freestyle. I love me some freestyle. Kind of reminds me of when me and you used to square dance in Grandpappy's Red Barn. Woo! Doggy, let me demonstrate. Watch this.
Don't say it. You're up for re-election. You're embarrassing yourself. Stop. Sit down. Sit down. That's okay. Oh my goodness. I don't even know where we're at now. Where are we at?
Let's see. Vine says Elvis is next.
Elvis? What? Where?
Now who's embarrassing themselves? Pull yourself together, Apple Pie. It's obviously just an Elvis impersonator.
I don't care. It's Elvis. It's Elvis. Oh, it's Elvis. I'm so excited.
You are so crazy, my licorice stick. Let me tell you. Let's see what he's going to sing. Let's see. It looks like he's going to be performing a classic Christmas carol, The First Noel.
It doesn't matter what he sings. It's Elvis, y'all. It's Elvis. You know what? You just sit back and relax, and I'm going to introduce this one. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I proudly present to you the king of rock and roll, singing about the king of Israel. Oh, my goodness. It's Elvis. Listen to the music. Doris, pull yourself together, Sugar Plum. It was just a puppet, for Pete's sake.
I tell you what, let's give another hand. Get it? Hand. For all the puppeteers led by Mia Haney. Woo! Doris, are you okay?
Yep, I'm okay. Are you okay? I'm okay. It's all good. But, whew, it's a little hot in here. Must be this Alabama weather you were talking about earlier. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I think I need a sip of water. Why don't you introduce this next group that's coming up?
Have mercy, my candy cane. I'm not going to take you to see that new Elvis movie. Anyway, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like the next group coming down the parade route is a choir of mini guitars.
Oh, Clyde, that's not guitars. Those are ukuleles. Oh, my goodness. And it says here that these precious kiddos helped make these and decorated and painted them themselves. How amazing is that? You know, I have always wanted to learn how to play the ukulele.
Oh, my sweet Hershey Kiss. I'll get you one for Christmas.
You've not got my Christmas yet? I bought yours months ago.
Yes. No. I don't know what to say here. I love you, Sugar Plum. Anyway, let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big round of applause for the ukulele track led by Keith Harris and David Tinsley playing Joy to the World. Woo! I tell you what, I'll get you that next Christmas. After the election, remember, vote for Mayor Clyde, because he is on your side. He is on your side. Yeah.
No.
No.
No, that's a terrible slogan and a hat. No.
But it rhymes.
Okay, speaking of rhymes, everybody, we have got something really special for all you hip-hop fanatics out there.
hip hop fanatics. Don't you mean like maybe two or three, whoopersnappers out there in the crowd?
Whoopersnappers, really? Now look who's showing their age, Pawpaw. No, this is really some good rap music.
Good rap music? Ain't that a contradiction in terms?
Yo, don't be hating. Come
Say
on.
What?
I am so sorry. I am not quite sure where that came from. Listen, our next group up is led by Craig Barton, who's also known as the Valid MC. And the rap group is called the Sanctified Posse. Oh, guess what? And it says that they are rapping an original song about the birth of Christ. Oh, and it's called The Real Story. Yo, kick it!
Kick it? Who are you, my banana nut bread?
Hey, yo. We got a story to tell about our Savior, and well, he's the one who saved our souls from going to hell.
Now, the story takes place way back in the day. So, yo, check it out. He's a rhyme out, we say.
There was a man named Joseph
and a lady named Mary, and when they got told him a baby they would carry.
What? Now, this had Mary and Joseph cold bugging, because all that they've been doing was kissing and hugging.
See, Mary was a virgin, and she couldn't comprehend that the baby to be born was the Savior of men.
The Almighty Living God, yeah, he was the Father, the Creator of all things, for there ain't no other.
But Joseph didn't know how Mary got this spot until an angel of the Lord said,
Sing me fear not.
Mary is part of the Holy Spirit. You shall call her name so everyone can hear.
Merry Christmas to all, but still you suppose we should show you how the real story goes.
Yo. So they praised God for this gift that was so sweet. Then they got ready for the pitter patter of little feet. A decree went forth that wasn't even jiggy. Satan, everyone is to be taxed in their own city.
So Joseph and Mary broke out for his land, a little town of Judea called Bethlehem.
Mary was ready for birth, the time was right. So they looked for a quiet place to spend the night.
Yeah. They found the only inn with the vacant sign, but the man said,
it's broken, it says that all the
what?
Time.
Joseph said,
I'm trying to hear that. We need a place to stay, and anywhere is okay. And can see my wife, this is the family way. We safe and far from
danger. Everybody,
Merry Christmas to all, but soon suppose we show you how the real story goes.
Yeah. And Joseph said,
getting kinda late, I don't mean sound cheap, but you want it to sleep with the cows and sheep. Far from the Taj Mahal or the Marriott Hotel, we'll sit everything, yeah, that'd be swell. We ain't bad to spend one night in the stable. Just one question. Does that have cable?
They went to the manger real slow and low, and Jesus was born with the righteous glow.
They wrapped him in swine clothes, cause that's what they did, and glorified God, cause they knew it was his.
Now some shepherds were watching their flocks that night, when angels appeared, and what a glorious sight.
But the shepherds were afraid and hid their heads, but the angels just smiled, and this is what they said.
Fear not, and behold, like, check this out. We have such fly news that we have to shout.
Come on,
in a manger in Bethlehem around the way, where a Savior is born unto you this day. So glory to God in the highest of men on earth, peace, goodwill towards men.
Yeah. Here we go.
Merry Christmas to all, but still we suppose we show you how the real story goes.
Yeah. Yo. Yo. Yo, yo, the shepherds were with it, so yo, they broke on out to see what this baby boy was all about. They found him just like the angel said.
Word.
And glorified God, probably seen and heard.
Now, it wasn't long till King Herod got the news about a baby that was born. King of the Jews.
Now, King Herod was a man that was evil and whack. He was ill and mean and mad, hating to the max.
Word. He summoned some wise men to him one day.
How many?
Well, the Bible doesn't really say.
But he sent them out to find the young child.
I want to worship him.
He said with an evil smile.
So the wise men broke out from afar, and they were led to the house by a shining star.
They found Jesus now about 2 years old. They brought gifts
to
Ted Mer
Angle.
Aw, yeah!
Merry Christmas to all, but so we suppose we show you how the real story goes.
Yo, yo. But to kill the baby was King Herod's task.
And did it work?
Wait, how could you ask? Oh. Ain't no way God was going out like that. So he told the wise men not to go back.
So that's the way it all began. This little boy called Jesus, the savior of men.
Now because of him, we're on our way to heaven. Cause all our sins have been forgiven.
That prop survived our Christmas rhyme. Now we're out. That's all that's got.
Peace.
To God
work,
be
work,
all the glory work, and the rum. We out.
Hey, buddy. I brought you a snack since you never came down for breakfast. You want to get dressed and go with me down the street to watch the parade?
No, we should wait on Dad's call.
Buddy, my cell phone has great service down the street, too. Come on, I'll even let you go in your jammies.
Mom, no, I'm not leaving without Dad.
All right, party pooper. I'm going to go watch it on the deck. I think your girlfriend's performing soon, right?
Mom!
She is so cute.
Mom!
I love that you're in denial.
Mom!
Clyde, all of the talent today has just really wowed me. You can tell how hard each one of these groups have been working the last 6 weeks to get ready for today. I mean, it has been so good, and I love that they are showing us that God can use our gifts and talents in so many ways to share his gospel. It is so great. And the best part of all is they are doing this all for the glory of the King, King Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. Okay, what is up next? Oh, next up is one of our last groups that's getting ready to worship with us, and it's the Faith Flags team. And as they minister with flags, they want to know that they are declaring to the body of Christ that God, the Lord, is our banner. God is our banner because we live to celebrate and honor his faithfulness to us. And you know, that faithfulness, it is shown to us in so many ways, from his birth, his life, his perfect life, his death on the cross, and his resurrection. And the best part of all is the promise of his triumphant return. He is the good news that we have all been waiting for. Now performing, ladies and gentlemen, Noel, which means the good news, is our Faith Flags team, led by Melody Haney.
Love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No. Noel, Noel.
Wow, that was powerful and amazing. Woo-wee. Let's see. It looks like we have some more kids lining up to get ready for the next performance. You know, I cannot wait to see what they have in store for us.
I know the flags were beautiful. I mean, they were so beautiful. And I know I keep saying this, but I just want to say it again. How great of a job all these kids are doing. Oh, I'm so proud of them. I've loved every single performance. I'm honestly not sure what my favorite is, but I did love me some Elvis. You know, I wonder if he's going to have an encore. Oh, maybe I could get his autograph. Oh, even better yet, I can get a picture with him. Selfie with Elvis. Okay, I know you're done with Elvis. So tell me this, Mayor Clyde, what has been your favorite performance so far?
Well, Doris, my sweet apple pie, you know I like me a nice dance routine.
Yes, you do.
But you know, I have to say, I believe it's that Faith Flags team. That was so powerful and amazing. You know, we raise flags to honor and celebrate. You know, kind of like when we raise the flag when the American troops come home for war. Now, I don't know if you noticed it earlier, but I saw an amazing sight. A father had come home from the military, and he surprised his kids in the crowd. It was so amazing. He is home for the holiday, Doris. Praise the Lord.
Mayor Clyde, I did see it, and it was beautiful. I mean, there is nothing more special than being able to spend time with your families at the holidays, and there are thousands of military men and women that are not able to do that. I recently read that there are over 21,000 service men and women who are going to be separated from their family this holiday season alone. Y'all, our hearts and our prayers go out to them, and we thank them for their service.
What is it? What's the matter?
Look, a parade announcer. He said an officer came home and surprised his family. So, is Dad home yet? He should be off the plane now, right?
Sweetie, about that.
He's coming home today, right?
I don't know. He was supposed to, but I can't get him on the phone. And after our bad FaceTime connection, I decided to call Mrs. Jameson. Mm-hmm. You know, her husband's on tour with Daddy. Mm-hmm. Well, I just got off the phone with her.
And what did she say?
Sweetie, she said Mr. Jameson's tour might get extended.
What? No!
Hey, but the message he left about your daddy was very unclear. Listen, we just need to be patient and trust in the Lord, okay?
That's what you always say. Have faith, trust God, be patient. No, no more. Dad has served his time, and he has done his part. He can't stay overseas, Mom. He can't. Mama, what if he dies, Mama?
Sweetie, you can't focus on that, okay? We just need to pray.
No, no more praying. I've been praying for months, and what good has it done? First, Dad missed fall break, and he missed my birthday and Thanksgiving. And now he's missing Christmas. And you prayed for Grandpa, and look what happened. He was a soldier, and he died in service. I never even got to know him, Mom. It's not fair.
Liam, Grandpa made sacrifices so we could live in peace and safety and freedom. His death was hard to bear, but his sacrifice and service are so praiseworthy, and your dad accepts that same risk by serving our country.
Well, I hate it. I hate what he does. I want him home.
Liam, I know you can't bear what Daddy does, but we've talked about this. He believes he's right where God has called him. His deployment is his mission field. He's had so many opportunities to share Jesus with so many people in so many different places because of where he was assigned. And I believe that God always puts Daddy at the right place at the right time to live out his purpose for God's kingdom.
Let someone else make that sacrifice.
Liam, I'm okay with you having these emotions, okay? You can be angry and frustrated and sad, but I want you to take those feelings to God, too. We need to let His truth inform our emotions. Tell Him your hurts and fears. Hey, He can handle your anger, son. Your prayers are always heard, just maybe not answered in the timing you desire or in a way that pleases you. Liam, I really want you to think about the truth of Jesus and his sacrifice. Our Savior sacrificed everything to pay for our sins and open a way to eternal life in a relationship with God. We celebrate Jesus at Christmas, but we celebrate so much more than that. Jesus Christ became a human being for the sole purpose to become a ransom to pay for our wrongdoing. His whole life was one of struggle and sacrifice, but he knew the real, profound, and eternal reason for doing what he did. And he voluntarily gave up his life knowing what was to come. Not to win a battle or even a war, but for the good and salvation of everyone on the face of this earth that would eventually come to know him. Liam, pray to Jesus. Tell him your frustrations. Cry out to him about Daddy.
Can I just be alone?
Of course, sweetie. Hey, I love you, and Daddy loves you so much. But Jesus loves you more. Talk to him, okay? Here, open up his word and see what he has to say, okay?
I just want to be alone.
All right, buddy. Hey, I'm here if you need me, okay? I love you.
Love you too.
Lord, please help my sweet boy. He misses his daddy so much. And I do too, so help me. And help us to trust you when we're tempted to give in to fear. Take our thoughts captive to your truth and help us to trust in your sovereignty and goodness, even in this time of waiting. Please use this difficulty of distance for our good, to strengthen and deepen the bonds of our family. Please comfort Liam in loneliness and anchor him to your unchanging truth and love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God, why? Why is Dad not home yet? It's not fair for him to stay away this long. I miss him so much. I just want him home for Christmas. I know I need to trust you, and I do. But it's hard sometimes. And I also know I don't need to be worried or afraid, but I can't stop thinking about the worst possible situations. Help me, God. I waited so long for Dad to come home. But, you know, it's funny, because Mom told me a couple weeks ago that your people waited thousands of years for your son Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah. So, I guess I can wait a little longer for my dad. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So glad you're saved, honey. God is so faithful.
Hey, Dad, do you want to come watch the end of the parade with us?
Absolutely, son. I would love nothing more. I love you, buddy. I love you both so much.
Mayor Clyde, the parade is coming to an end, and I have had all of the emotions today. These kids have done so great. I have loved every bit of it.
Yes, ma'am, indeed. These kids have blessed my Christmas socks off.
Is that what I'm smelling?
Oh, my figgy pudding. Bless your socks off is a metaphor.
No idiom.
Wait a minute. No name calling. This is a kids' Christmas program.
I wasn't, Clyde. It's not a metaphor. It's an idiom. Oh, bless your heart. We got some work to do before re-election, and wow, I'm hungry for some reason. But guys, we just want to say how much fun we have had being your announcers for this parade today, and thank you so much for joining us, and we just want to wish everybody a very, very merry, merry Christmas.
Yes, merry Christmas, y'all, and don't forget to come by the sleigh to get your picture with Mayor Clyde. Remember, whether you're Go Blazers, War Eagle, or Roll Tide, you are always a winner with Mayor Clyde.
No.
No. With a heart as big as a double wide, you will never go wrong with Mayor Clyde.
No. Just so many no's.
Aww.
No, but I love you. It's okay. We'll work on that. Everybody, let's put our hands together for the grand finale, the Westwood Kids Camp Choir singing Christmas Day.
Bye.
So, wow. So great that we have such talented people. By the way, you parents of all these kids, y'all are talented too, by the way. But these kids have incredible talent, and these adults have done a wonderful job with them. It's a wonderful thing for us to experience today. I just want to remind us of a couple of things, and I'm going to make an announcement, and we'll go. Here's what you need to know. Just like Liam was waiting and hoping for his dad to show up, there was a group of people a couple thousand years ago who had great hope for the Messiah to come. And the Messiah did show up in the form of a little baby called Jesus. And just our reminder back here reminds us that everything that we do at Christmas is all about Him. He is the reason for this season. Just so you know, one day Jesus is going to return. And there's great hope that we should all have if we are Christians, that He is going to return to earth and gather all of His people and take us to heaven one day. So I want you to do this over this period of celebration time of this season. I want you to share with people the hope that you have in Jesus Christ, because He is the reason for the season.